Daf Lamed Vav, and we are in the middle of the sugya discussing the Zeh HaZeh, or whether we have the concept of Zeh v'Zeh Goreh. If you remember, this is the sugya when I miss back in Masechta Orla. We're discussing Truma, the terms of the Seor of Truma and Chulin coming to and contribute to make the bread rise. We're in the middle of the discussion here, and we saw Kohen Chachamim, which says if it's Zeh v'Zeh Goreh and Mutar and Asur together, then it is fine. However, according to Rebbe Eliezer, we said no. We go by the last thing that contributed, and we saw last year when it came to Nesach, in terms of this is the we're producing wine by adding it to water, the discussion there. And we saw at the end of the day that by Avodah Zarah, or I should say by Yain Nesach, that we're machmir right for Rebbe Eliezer. However, a lot of leniencies were afforded to it, in terms of the when the leniencies being. When you're calculating the contribution in terms of if it's not antam, you don't. There's leniencies in terms of you don't include the other min, the min heter. That was way into the shir. Okay, that should be enough of a summary. Hopefully, I didn't confuse you more. But let's continue. Ad kadun, back to Rebbe Eliezer. Ad kadun shenaf lo zeh chazeh. According to Rebbe Eliezer, he says it's asa we go ba acharon if it was one after the other. Okay, what happens if nafluk be'shtaim kechad? What if they fell simultaneously? Does Rebbe Eliezer also say it would be asur in that situation? So Neshminim Adam Ematai Chametz Kutin Mutar. From what point after Pesach is Chametz Kutin Mutar? Now Reb Chaim explained there is because the Kutim wanted to, they would prefer that Pesach would fall on Sunday, right? Because they wanted Mirochat HaShabbat.
Okay, so they wanted it to be on Shabbos. Why? Because they wanted to count Sfirim Bimochas HaShabbos on
Idiot.
Sunday. Sunday
Correct.
should be the first day.
So correct, right. Sorry, they wanted on Shabbos. I slipped up if I said Sunday. They wanted to be correct. Sorry, they wanted to be on Shabbos so it could be Mochrat HaShabbat. Correct. Sorry, I slipped up there. And so therefore, it would be quite possible that you're going to have Chametz, what according to their Pesach, and when Pesach is finished or hasn't started yet, will actually really be Pesach. So we'll have Chametz and have issues of Chametz or Avala of Pesach. That's why Rav Chaim explained it there. Okay. Fine. So the question is when, and the Seor, which is Chametz, which is Asur, they're going to be using that to make bread. So from what point after Pesach, from what point, how much time do you have to give it? Metav Chametz Kutim Mutar, Achar Pesach. Shel Bale Batim, we've talking about homeowners buying bread from them. Shalosh Shabbatot, we're talking about 3 weeks of Afiyah. Because that's that time, the assumption is they baked once a week. For the whole week, that's what Reb Chaim explained it there. And by that stage, the seor that would be left over, which is chametz, has already been used up. Okay, or we'll see in a minute, or diluted enough. We'll see in a second. V'shanachtomi, when it comes to bakers, now what bakers are we talking about? There are different kiruses here. I'm not sure if you have in front of you. It's shebakrachim. Pnei Moshe changes it, but we'll keep it like we learned Reb Chaim in Orla, and the girus of nusach in Orla was bakrachim, meaning in the big cities. It's achar shlosha yamim because they would bake regularly every day. In the kfarim, it's achar shalosh tanurim, meaning since they wouldn't bake every day, you'd have to go through 3 ovens cycles. Okay, so it's basically behind all this, we have to wait till the ovens have been or been loads of bread have been done 3 times. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, afke she'amru shel balabatim achar shalosh shabbatot shel afiyah. Even when we said it's called a balabatim, it's after 3 weeks. Here, the gears of change of the gra was back in Orla. Im shaya adam gadol or shaya masiyat bano. Let's say we've got someone who is a very important person who has lots of people that he gives bread to, supports, or he's got some sort of simcha. Then, masiyat bano ve'afash shlosha tanurim b'shabbat mutar, and he's done 3 tanurims worth. Then it's absolutely fine. Okay, it says Afshe kishe amush nachtomim. Here's a change. Bekrachim achar shalosh yamim. Even though we said in krachim in big cities, it's after 3 days. Im nidchak v'afash shalosh yamim echad. If however did 3 ovens worth in one day, zeh chazeh, then it's mutar. So you see the entire distinction between. Homeowners, small villages, cities, and everything, it just has to pass 3 ovens worth of bread. Simple as that. However, Tanna Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. He says, Afkish Amru Nachtomim Be Kfarim Achar Shalosh Tanarim, even though we said by Nachtumim and Kfarim, that it's 3 tanurim worth because they didn't do it every day. If, however, they did it in one day in the Kfarim, he disagrees. It would still have to be Ashar Shlosha Yamim. It'd have to be 3 days. Why? I thought it had to be 3 ovens. That would be sufficient. Why? Because what would happen is that Seor that would use for the entire day in Kfarim, since they wouldn't do large batches, one load of that would be sufficient for the entire day. So it's like doing 1 day's worth or 1 oven's worth. So despite the fact they did 3 loads, calling it 3 loads, I'm thinking of washing my head here, but call it 3 runs in 1 day. That's considered really 1 run if you're in a small village. Okay, now the Gemara asks, but I don't understand. Oto Isa, that second Isa, Hashnia lo mi isur teheter mitchametzet. But effectively, the understanding is they would take some of that the sourdough that was added, and they would to make the next run and pull that out and use that as a starter for the next run. So if that's the case, it should be what's called zeva zegorem, because you've got the asur chometz and the asur sourdough in that, and the mutar, and that's what's being used to start, as in to in order to that can rise the next run. So why do I need to wait 3 runs? 2 runs should be the second run should be mutar immediately, and because if it's chachamim, it's zeva zegorem. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Yisrael Shlakish, man tana chamitzan shel kotim. Who's the Tana of this Mishnah? That is Rebbe Eleazar. And the fact that it's Asur even in the second run is proof, if you like, that if it's Zeh, not just Zeh Achar Zeh, but if it's Bevat Echad, it would also be Asur. So in other words, his point when it is Mutar is if it was Asur followed by Mutar. And it wasn't that he was only Dafka if it was Asur came last, but even if it was Bevat Echad, we've clarified that. Okay. Amar Rav Yossi, the Rabbi Chinina, Antonaya. Nihirit dahavu marin et at sorry for Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Resh Lakish. Nihirin is I remember that you and Resh Rabbi Yirmiyahu used to take Resh Lakish. Man Tana, who's the Tana that holds chametzan shel kotin? This writer we just taught. That's Rabbi Lazar. Okay, you're fair. Now does it give us a change? Not that one. Sorry, v'kan lo havin marin. However, the nusach we have in Orla is va'anan leinan amrin ken. We don't hold that. We don't hold those brightas according to Rebbe Elazar. Why? El Rabbi Yishim Reish Lakish says yardu chametzot shokotin k'Rebbe Elazar. Meaning, since we're dealing with chametz, with isur karet, well, on Pesach it's isur karet, but it seems to be a chumrah by chametz of kotin that we all hold like Rebbe Elazar. Meaning, even though generally Chachamim say Zeva Zegorem is Mutar, we've already seen by Yayin Nesach when Machmir Rebbe Eliezer. This is another instance where we're Machmir by Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, so an exception. Meaning, we go Acha Acharon or Ibavat Achar would be a problem. Von Mahadad Amar Reb Chanina bar Rav Avahu, Abba, says, Abba Avale Uvda, he had an incident like this of Chametzan Shechutin. And it said, Shalach. He sent Sha'al Rabbi Chiya, asked Rabbi Chiya, and it says here, what's that? The actual nusach we have is, v'l'rav yasa v'l'rav imi. You can see how those words are being connected together. L'rav mi is probably Rav Ami, v'l'rav si is probably Rav Yasa. Okay, what did they teach? V'horon lei k'Reb Eliezer. Okay, they held like Reb Eliezer. Ah, or mak yechidim marin. What, you're paskening like Yechida? So lo, mishum shiyar b'chavotzom shukoti, k'Reb Eliezer. That's a pointed case where we're machmir like Reb Eliezer, but in general, you would hold zeva zeger mutar. So Amra mani k'mei Rav Yaseh, k'mad ha'tama halacha k'Reb Yossi, af halacha k'Reb Eliezer. Sorry, just as the Yisrael halacha zeh k'Reb Eliezer by chametzat shel nochri. Do we say the same thing about case of Truma? We had the Seor of Truma and Chulin combined together, and that was our first case. That's where we saw the debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. In that situation, we also say halacha is like him there. So there's no, Amalei, v'lo l'chol davar. Meaning, no. When, in general, we hold like Chachamim, which is zeva zegorem is mutar. It just happens to be in certain situations with Machmir, but don't extrapolate also for Truma as well. Okay, let's now learn halacha yudne. Says Elu Asurim, these things are Asur, and these are things you'll see the Asur Bahana, the Asurim the Kolshem, and if they're mixed up with other things, it's not batel, even the smallest amount. What are these things? Yain Nesech, the Avodah Zarah, so Yain Nesech we've discussed, Avodah Zarah itself, or at Levuvim. Or Levuvim is a type of Avodah Zarah where they would take the hide out of the animal while still alive, so they'd cut a hole in the skin. So that skin, that hide of that animal would be Asur. The Shor Niskal, this is a Shor that Benkin is deemed that has to be killed. He killed an individual, for example. And importantly, all these things are Asur Hana, and because they're Balachai Nechashive. So there's two components here. One is Isur Hana, another one that they're what's called a Devar Chashuv. And a Devar Chashuv is something of importance, is not Batel. Okay, next is Egla Rufa, Tzipurei Metzora. We've seen this before. Egla Rufa, again, this is the Egla that's brought to, in the case of a of someone who is banned by the roadside, and they'll process under there. Tzipore Metzora is the birds that's used for the process of Tara Metzora. Sear Nazir, this is after Nazir finishes his term, if you remember, they shave his head and they'll place it under the tanur when they're cooking up the parts of the shlamim. Upeter Chamor. Peter Chamor is, again, if you don't redeem the firstborn donkey, and thereafter it's shechted, it's asubana. Ubasar b'chalav, that's the next parak, meat and milk that has been cooked together. Ba'azara, all these things we say are harei elu asurim ba'asurim b'koshen. Okay, this is what to work through. So the Gemara now says, yay, what is the source for all these things that are asubana? So Gemara says, "Yai nesef avodah zarah ve'orah or avodah zarah related al shem v'loid back biyadcha mi'uma min acheret." You shouldn't attach yourself to anything from the cher, meaning from what? From ir nidachat. So that everything's also related to avodah zarah. Fine. Next, shor haniskal. Well, mashma shemar yisakel ashor en yodea shelo yachel. It says a bistan you're not to eat it. Well, obviously, if it's a bistan you can't eat it. Matal lomar lo yachel. Why is it telling you that? Mikan shasu bana. Even if it's shechted before, you're not allowed to eat from it. Okay, so Isur Hana'a associated with it. Next, Egla Arufa, because we learn Egzer Shavar of Sham from Miriam. Where Miriam, it says, let's get this right, sorry. This is Sham Ibn Gimel. It says, Vatamot Sham Miriam, okay? But Egla Sham, et Egla, Benachal. So just as Sham, when it comes to a met, a human being that's dead, you're not getting Hana from it. So too, understand by Egla Arufa as well. Ma sham ha'mamur lahalan asubana, af sham ha'mamur kan asubana. Next, Tzipurei Metzora. So where do we learn? It says, kol Tzipor Torah tochelu. All Tzipor. What's all? What's the ribui? It's coming to teach you that the, because if you remember in the case of they took two birds, part of the Torah process of the Torah, one was shechted and the blood was added to water and like, and the Sorry, it was used for sprinkling, and the other one was sent away. Okay, so the one that's sent away, that's mutar. Then the Isra'na, kol tzipor tochelu min atzachaya, and that which is shechted, because v'ze asher lo tochlu, the asher is again in a superfluous word, that's going to teach you that what's not allowed to eat, the shchuta, the shechted bird, is part of the Torah process. The There are two birds. Why did you choose it that way around? So the answer is, Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'shem Rabbi Ishmael, lo hitpisa haTorah isur hana davar sheyesh bo rachayim." Generally, I'm saying generally, the Torah doesn't associate isur hana with a living creature. So if one's asur and one's mutar, well, we'd pick the asur one as being the one that was shechted, and the mutar one being the one that's sent away. Okay. Next is Seala Nazir. How do we know that? Because it says, "Natan ala esh asher tachad lezevach shlamim." It has to be burnt. Okay. Next. Or it's placed under the pot as it's a roasting part of the shlamim. Well, Peter Chamor, Peter, because we learn the Araftor, if you don't do the redemption, the Peter Chamor has to be the Arif to back in the next. And we know Arif Egla Arufa already is Asubana. Because Arshav Arif Arif, Amalahan Kovro, Vasubana, Afkan Kovro, Vasubana. Yeah. Okay. All straightforward rushes. Basa Bechalav, Hanim Basa Chal is Asubana, because it says, Lo Tevashel Gdi Bichalevimo, three times. Tani Shomek Amok Tiv Lo Tevashel Gdi. One's lachila, one's hana, and one's babishal. Even if you're not an eater, the act of cooking it together is also a deraisa, but the second in this list is the sana is associated if it's cooked together. Next, chulishish b'dara zara, that's our last one on the list, because Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rabbi Shmael, Amra Torah shachot li chashot shali b'shali b'shacha b'shacha. The Torah says you need to shecht mine, meaning korbanot, in the Beis Hamikdash, in my place. You need to shecht yours, meaning chulin, in your place. Mashali b'shachasur, just as I'm not allowed to shecht mine in your place outside the Beis Hamikdash, afshelcha b'shali asur. Now this is a different drash than we saw previously, but whatever. That's where the Gemara is working now here. That even therefore you can't shecht yours in mine. So imashali b'shalcha anush karet. Oh, by the way, this is also that's teaching this asuvah. Now that's more the point, as opposed to just the isur. So again, imashali b'shalcha anush karet afshelcha b'shali anush karet. If that's the case, well, if you're gonna learn one from the other through this kal v'chomer, then maybe if someone shechts chulin azara, they should be punished with karet. The way the Pnei Moshe reads this, it doesn't have the full stop after the word karet like mine does. But it says it should be a punished per karet for love. Either way, it's the gist of it's similar enough. It says for love, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, lemini mekal vachomer. Since Rabbi Shmuel is learning from mekal vachomer, yes, you can learn dinim mekal vachomer, the inon shim mekal vachomer, but the punishment can't be learned. So you can learn the isur or isur hana'ah. Specifically, that's what we're learning here, but not the fact that you get karet. Fine. That is all the points we learned in the Mishnah regarding isur hana'ah. Next. Gemara says, "Well, lama lo tanim ma nevela imahem? Why isn't a nevela also mentioned there? Nevela is an animal that's dropped dead. The meat's not kosher. If it's a chaticha ro'u litkabed, if it's a chashu piece of meat, then it's also not batel. So why are we mentioning that in our Mishnah? Mishnah says, Amar Yosi barbun lo mani ela devasha asu b'hanaya. Mishnah is only discussing those things that are asu b'hanaya. Okay, that's in other words, we're in the Masechta of Avodah Zarah, discussing isur hana'ah." So many other things that are also Isur HaNa'ah like it, that is not batel because it's Dvar Chashuv and the like. So Ela Dvar Shasu B'Hana'ah. Nevela is Mutar B'Hana'ah, so it's not going to be included. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hare Chametz BaPesach is also Asur B'Hana'ah. So why isn't Chametz BaPesach brought in? If it's Dvar Chashuv, Dvar Tshedakol Imanot or something important. So we say Chametz Yesh Bo Karet Fe'elo In Bo Karet. Again, we're only discussing things that have a punishment of Karet. Fine. So, in other words, a small window of interest, which is the topic of our Mishnah. Next, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rav Chanina, Baye, he asked following way, Isur HaNa'ah maushi batel b'tiruf. I've got Isur HaNa'ah. We said it's important. Said if it's Devar Chashuv, then it's not batel, correct? What happens if it's b'tiruf? So b'tiruf means, or there's another girsa here. I think the Pnei Moshe says a different girsa. Let me just get it for you. He doesn't say tiruf. He says b'tziruf, meaning you chop it up into tiny little pieces. That's teruf. Okay? Is it batel then? Gemara says, Vatan Nishon Niskal. Can't that be talking about minced meat or chopped up meat? No, no, that could be talking about big pieces. What about Tzipora Metzora? No. Tiftar Betzipora Betziporim. But one second, Amish discusses Se'ar Nazir. Se'ar Nazir, Idle Chalameimar, Tzipor Betziporin. Can you possibly say Tzipor Betziporin? Now, we're going to explain the flow of the Sugya mostly like the Pnei Moshe. The article explains the Ramban, which is quite different. In other words, the Ramban at this point says, no, it's not rhetorical. It's a chashuv piece. Okay, in any event, kan matin la orla, once they reach learning orla, they learned Avodah Zarah and they had this question. Fine. Once they reach orla, heitiv Rav Yaakov kamei Rav Yossi. He brought this kasha, and what's a kasha? Vataninan. Hora'e haoreg melo hasit, if you weave in a melo hasit, that's that between those two fingers mount, right? Of tsemer of bechor beged, then it's got to be burnt. Misea hilak habeged, so misea nazir v'tachamor basak hilak habasak. So you see from here. Now there's two ways to read this. Ramban says it's not significant. According to that, quite the opposite. According to Pnei Moshe, he says no. You see, it is a significant amount. Do you need a significant amount? Molasit, because if it's less than that, it would be batel. It wouldn't be asa the whole beged, I should say. So Gemara says, Amalei. Ilu amar tana kaman it yahavit it yahavet yaot. Now, what does this mean? It's Pnei Moshe says, I don't really understand the Pnei Moshe. I'll read it to you. It says as follows, but I'll bring you what Chaim said in Masechta Orla in a different context, which will help us here. First, it says, Ahinu hach, right? Same thing. Kolomar ilu shaftoti sham. If you when we're learning what's given by Masechta Avodah Zarah shalti zeh vayita meshivli matnitir ba'orla shapir havo. Then it would have been a good akasha. We were learning Avodah Zarah, and you would have brought this from Orla. Fantastic, that would have been useful. What's helping us now that we're learning Mishnah Torah? And you mentioned the Mishnah that we got here. Now, I'm exactly sure what his complaint is, according to the Pei Moshe. Not sure, is it like, what's a big chiddush now? They're telling us while we're learning the sugya. It would have been more useful when we learned it before. That's what it sounds like. I'm not sure. The Ramban, however, says, well, there could be different Tanayim. In the Tanayim here, that doesn't mention the small amount. It just meant Seir Nazir. Maybe don't bring a proof. That's the Ramban. However, I wanted the Reb Chaim in Orla that talks about also similar sugyas of Tarfan versus Molasit. He says there is, if you were with us, in the context of that sugya, not this sugya, but if you were with us, but it's a similar expression, that if you were with us, that wouldn't have been a good enough question. Why? Because in that context, the kashya was regarding it, Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan would have been able to reject this as a proof, because there's a difference between sit, meaning like whether it's ariga, weaving, or tarfan, or whether it's like much like sort of hashed up or smashed up and sort of blended all together. So, in other words, you can't necessarily bring a proof from Orla to our question we're asking here. But in the event, it seemed well, so those are, if you like, three ways to understand what his response was, or sort of like pushing back on the proof, whichever way, either it's unnecessary, like if timing's wrong, Pene Moshe, or Ramban and Reb Chaim in the different ways saying that it's not a good enough proof. Okay, those are, if you like, at least it could be three ways to understand that. Let's go to the next Mishnah. Halach Yud Gimel. Yain nesef shenafal. You've got yain nesef that falls into a bor, this bottom pit, if you like, of wine. Koni chachamim, the whole thing's asu b'hana. We know it's asu b'mashal, that's for sure. However, Rabban Shimon ben Gavli says, yimar ker kolo l'goy chutz mi d'ben yain nesef sheba. We've seen this resolution before, that it'll be sufficient for you to what? Simply just sell the entire amount for goy and don't charge him for the yain nesef component as part of it. That's a debate we've seen. Fine. Let's look at the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'shem ben Bateira, yain nesef shnafal labor yimchul kolo lagoy chutz midevi yain nesef." So Gemara says, "Well, that seems that Rabbi, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel." So Rabbi Shimon ben Natan, B'shem Rav Chama says, "Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel." That seems to be saying halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. So Amar Rav Yasa Chad Rabbanan Nafuk mibeit Vada. Amar no said it palgun is machlok Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. Chad amar halach Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, v'chad amar ein halach Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So it's a machlok at what the halach is like, even the Moraim level. So umod Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel beyain letavshil shu asur. Now we saw this as we made reference to this before when we looked at I think Bnei Moshe earlier, that when it's yain beyain, you can say okay fine, I just the yain nesek part according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we'll just sell it. And not include or take the value, according to Benemot, take the value of the Anessa component thrown in the Yamamelach. Don't charge the Nochri. Okay. However, when it's if it's Yain Nechz is added to a Tavshil, then you can't do that. You can't just sell the Tavshil to the Goy and minus the Yain Nechz. According to the Benemot, here he explains the whole thing's Asu Ba'ana. Why? The time that Yain Machshil Tavshil Yafel Achila. Because this Yain Nesach has improved the entire Tavshil to make it edible. So you can't then now subdivide and say, okay, this amount, not amount. It doesn't work that way. Since it improved the whole thing, even Rosh Hashanah Gamliel would agree in that case that the whole Tavshil becomes Asur. Okay, Seder, Mitzvah Hashem will take from here. Mitzvah Hashem also tomorrow. This is the last daf of Avodah Zarah. So, yeah. Make sure you come. Kol Tov.
Feel better, for Shalema.
Amen. And Mitzvah Hashem, my voice will be back tomorrow. See.